J.M. Barrie, An Introduction. Sir James Matthew Barrie, 1st Baronet, O.M., was born in Kirriemuir, Angus, on 9th of May, 1860. Barrie knew from an early age that he wished to be an author. His family wished otherwise. The compromise was that he would attend university to study literature at the University of Edinburgh. He graduated with an M.A. in April 1882. His first job was as a staff journalist for the Nottingham Journal. The London editor of the St. James's Gazette liked that Scotch thing in Barrie's work, and he wrote several stories for them and later several novels based on his mother's early life. Barrie, though, was increasingly drawn to working in the theatre. His first plays achieved little attention, but in 1901 and 1902, Barrie had back-to-back theatre successes with Quality Street and The Admirable Crichton. The character of Peter Pan first appeared in The Little White Bird in 1902. This most famous and enduring of his works, Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up, had its first stage performance on December 27, 1904. Peter Pan would overshadow all his other works. But his short stories cannot be overlooked. Indeed, from today's vantage point, they are excellent gems of social manners, of class, and the way characters sometimes, in the most mundane of circumstances, react in the most surprising of ways.
The Inconsiderate Waiter by J.M. Barrie. Frequently I have to ask myself in the street for the name of the man I bowed to just now, and then, before I can answer, the wind at the first corner blows him from my memory. I have a theory, however, that those puzzling faces which pass before I can see who cut the coat all belong to club waiters. Until William forced his affairs upon me, that was all I did know of the private life of waiters, though I have been in the club for 20 years. I was even unaware whether they slept downstairs or had their own homes. Nor had I the interest to inquire of other members, nor they the knowledge to inform me. I hold that this sort of people should be fed and clothed and given airing and wives and children, and I subscribe yearly, I believe, for these purposes. But to come into closer relation with waiters is bad form. They are club fittings, and William should have kept his distress to himself, or taken it away and patched it up like a rent in one of the chairs. His inconsiderateness has been a pair of spectacles to me for months. It is not correct taste to know the name of a club waiter, so I must apologise for knowing William's, and still more for not forgetting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?